Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer for safe travels together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Safe Travels by Heidi Bay. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, 6-7. God gave us a beautiful world full of stunning adventure. Whether we venture far from home or drive to the next town, something is always awaiting us. We travel for all sorts of reasons, to visit family, work, seek adventure, weddings, funerals, or simply to satisfy our curiosity. My family loves to fly, but squishing in the car for a long road trip brings a different type of joy and adventure, creating fun, silly memories. We live in Seattle, but most of our family is in Salt Lake City. When we can afford it, we hop on a flight. However, with 6 of us, we tend to make the 13-hour drive, towing along our pup. No matter how you are traveling, it can be anxiety-inducing. Leaving the comforts of home is exciting, but I tend to worry while I am away. Is our home okay? Is there a random leak? Did someone break in and we forgot to set the alarm? Then the nightmare images tend to creep in, involving car accidents or something tragic happening to us while we are away. We have all heard the nightmare stories, so I know I am not the only one caught up in the worst-case scenario mindset. In this day and age, travel has not been more accessible. However, recent events and the fact that terrorists have become a part of our lives tend to bring on anxiety, especially plane travel. Leaving on a plane has a whole other set of fears that like to creep into my brain. I won't go into them as I know most of us have the same thoughts. But for some reason, we continue to travel. Why? Because we don't want fear to get the best of us and to prevent us from experiencing life. We know the statistics are in our favor, so we boldly trust unknown pilots and mechanics to bring us safely to our destination. So what happens when fear does get the best of us and the anxiety and fear are so bad that we wonder if all the fuss of travel is even worth it? It may sound good to always and forever keep our feet on solid ground in the comfort of our home where no travel mishap can befall us. But is this living our best life for God? Is this where he wants us to sit when he has given us a million and one reasons to seek adventure and get out of our comfort zones? God knows all things. He knows our fears. He knows our doubts and the mind-numbing reel of thoughts that continue on a loop as we stand in line at security. The Bible promises that with Jesus, we can fight against fear and put our trust in him. Psalm 25, 1-2 says, "In you, Lord, my God, I put my trust. I trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me." When we live a life for Jesus and saturate our minds with his promises and truths, we can win the battle over fear. It might be a constant fight, and our anxiety might fight hard to engage us, but we have the best weapon of all, the name of Jesus. When I get nervous on a flight, I repeat this verse. "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Let's pray. Lord, you know when I sit and when I rise, Psalm 139:1. You know every hair on my head, Matthew 10:26, and all my anxious thoughts, Psalm 139:23. You care about my whereabouts and where I desire to go. You want me to live an abundant life, taking hold of opportunities to see the people I love and explore the beauty of your world. However, leaving home makes me anxious. I fear the worst for my house or family traveling with me. When I leave my family behind, I fear something may happen and I won't be close. I fear the tight spaces of the plane and often allow my mind to be filled with worst-case scenarios. I rebuke this fear today, Lord. I refuse to let it get a hold of me and steal my joy. I long to enjoy travel, the airport's busyness, takeoff and landing because I know what awaits me at my destination. Whether it is work or pleasure, I know that with you, you will bring good things to me. Stories, experiences, and sights that prove your beauty and give me reason to praise you. Help me relax during my troubles. Help me to fill my heart with truths from your word that can calm my fearful soul. Please give me a peace that surpasses all understanding, Philippians 4:7, and help me to rest in you, Matthew 11:28. Thank you for the opportunity to travel, Lord. In your precious name I pray. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Dedicating time each day to spend feeding our minds and our hearts the truth of God's Word is immensely helpful in our growth as followers of Christ. I'm John Stonge, and each day I host a show called Daily Devotions with Pastor John. On the show, I spend just a few minutes taking an applicational look at one or two verses of Scripture before coming to the Lord in prayer. If you'd like to make a habit of spending more time meditating on the truth of God's Word, you can listen to Daily Devotions with Pastor John at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.